Hello, everybody. We had a wonderful exchange of ideas, and I continue to be optimistic about our ability to get this recovery package done and put people back to work. Obviously, the news over the last couple of days, the number of layoffs that are taking place all across the country has just underscored how severe this recession is and how urgent it is to react. I recognize that we're not going to get 100% of support, but I think everybody there felt good about that I was willing to explain how we put the package together, how we were thinking about it, and that we continue to welcome some good ideas.
We had a very good conversation with the president. He reiterated his desire to work with us to try to find common ground where we could. Clearly, there are some differences that were expressed with regard to the economic rescue package. I think we both share a sincere belief that we have to have a plan that works, that will revive our economy, create jobs, and help preserve jobs in our country. But I think our members enjoyed the conversation. I think the president enjoyed the conversation. And I look forward to continue to work with him to improve this package in the coming days so that it is a package that will work for American families, small businesses, and our overall economy.
The most encouraging statement I think the president made today was the fact that he had no pride of authorship in this bill. We take that to mean that tomorrow's vote is only the first step in the process, only the beginning, and we intend to take the president at his word and to continue to refine what it is that the House Republicans have put forth on Friday as our plan. We are going to meet now as our working group just after this to do just that, as the leader said, to produce ideas that actually begin to preserve the jobs that we have and create new ones. We're going to work very hard, obviously, on the spending issue as well, because we feel that so much of the spending that's in the bill, frankly, although may be laudable in and of itself, has no place in the stimulus bill, which ought to be focused like a razor on the preservation, protection, and creation of jobs.
House Republicans sincerely appreciate the president coming and meeting with us. We are inspired and challenged to work harder, and I think that his biggest challenge to us is that, you know, he says it is most important that Republicans and Democrats are working together, and this is an unprecedented time that we face in our economy, and that it really is going to take Republicans and Democrats working together. And the challenge as we move forward really is to make sure that the House Democrats, the leadership in the House is reaching out to us in a similar fashion. We have our ideas. We have solutions that will help homeowners, that will help the taxpayers of this country, and really help the small businesses, which we know are the job creators in this country. And we are anxious to work with the House Democrats on a package that will really move this country forward.
Mike Pence, Conference Chairman, we just had a cordial, substantive, and vigorous dialogue with the President of the United States. We are grateful that he would come in this kind of an environment and respond to questions and listen to proposals by House Republicans. We are grateful for the outreach from the White House, and we take as genuine the President's desire to set partisan differences aside and draw on the best ideas in the Congress to deal with this very real crisis in our economy. But as grateful as we are for the President's spirit, as I told him personally, House Democrats have completely ignored the President's call for bipartisan cooperation. The bill that is scheduled to come to the floor this week will come to the floor without any consultation among House Republicans and with categorical opposition to the kind of Republican solutions that we believe are necessary to truly get this economy moving again. The bill that is coming to the floor tomorrow, rather than being a balanced and careful bipartisan measure where all sides have brought their ideas forward, the bill that House Democrats will bring to the floor tomorrow will literally be a catch-all of traditional pet programs and more government. The only thing it will stimulate is more government and more debt, and the president heard that message today. But he also heard a message from House Republicans that the door of our conference will stay open to this president. We are grateful for his outreach. We are grateful for the spirit of bipartisanship he is challenging this Congress to embrace. And we hope, as this legislation and other legislation moves forward, that the president's rhetoric will become a reality in the way that we formulate the laws of this nation.
We'll take a couple questions.
Mr. President, did you find any common ground? Was there any common ground between you and the president?
Well, I think the agreement over some of the tax cuts that are in the package, we're clearly in agreement with that. It's just that we don't think the tax package is large enough. And secondly, the concern over spending. The president did say he has some concerns over some of the spending proposals that he sees in this bill. And so those are the two areas where there was coming from.
Did you see all the contraception problems?
That issue was not brought up.
Mr. Leader, when talking with him in this capacity, I mean, is it the point where, I mean, you talk about matching word to deed here, but I mean, was there anything that you saw in this meeting where you saw evidence of the deed at this point, just not word?
The president is sincere in wanting to work with us, wanting to hear our ideas, and trying to find some common ground. He said that he knows, and we know, that there are going to be some ideological differences. We certainly expect that. But I do think that the president is sincere in wanting to work with us to try to minimize those differences so that we can get a bill that works and help the American people. Thanks. Thank you.
Mr. Boehner, you said that you would not compromise on taxes. How do you respond to that?
Sounds like you hope to get your ideas in the conference.